98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station.
Madam Speaker, the President.
I have the high privilege and the distinct honor of presenting to you the president.
He's the president and CEO of your Arizona Diamondbacks.
Hail to the chief.
Derek Hall.
The president.
On Now with Doug and Wolf.
Good morning, Mr. President. Who's your closer?
We don't have to name our closer yet. We still got a week till we get going.
What?
Yeah. Hey, by the way, point of confirmation real quick. My daughter played against Jay Feely's high school team. Yes. A couple years, yes. And he is very intense. I'm just going to go ahead and confirm that.
No!
Guy is crazy. But he's very nice. He did go up to Kylie after both of the games. She couldn't play this year as a senior because she's in development, DA, Development Academy. They don't let him play high school, which was a shame because she was her school's all-time leading scorer. But he went up to her both times and said, man, you're really good. And she came over and said, Jay Feely told me I'm good, which was real nice.
So, D, you have Zach
that's
Greinke,
the best story you've ever had.
That's terrible. I've been on this show over 10 years.
That's fantastic.
Name Zach Greinke, the opening day starter here. Your thoughts on this? Kind of expected, right?
Yeah, expected. No surprise. I mean, you know, he is our ace, and the only, the only debate was whether it was going to be he or Robbie, depending on the matchups, but it makes a lot of sense for it to be Zach.
Mm-hmm. And the closer, then. I mean, doesn't it make sense to name the closer?
No, you know what's great, though, Doug, is that none of them really seem to care. I mean, it's not affecting their preparation. They're all in it together, and I think whoever is chosen will do the job, but it's good to have three guys that can do it. But it's not so pressing that they have to make a decision right now. I think it's great that they're all pitching well and they're all getting ready for the season. And I think you can't go wrong with any of the three that you choose.
Do you now? I'm actually being serious. Do you guys know who the closer is, but you haven't talked to each person yet, so you don't want to announce it? Is there still competition? I mean, could somebody lose the closer job in the next week? Where does the decision stand?
No, great question. And I know that in most cases you may have an idea and you're just waiting to announce it, but that's not the case here. It still is competition. And I think everybody's got a different opinion. I think if you ask the pitching coach or the manager or the GM, and they all have different opinions of who it should be right now. And I think that's a good thing. Mm. But again, I don't think the guys are really hung up on it or worried about it. And those roles are all so intertwined and so important. And with days of rest, they're all going to get a chance anyways.
Two catchers or three?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's still deciding there, too. I mean, it's been, Torrey's deal to have three. So it's heavily debated downstairs, Wolf. And I think, again, it's a good situation either way. And Doug's favorite catcher had two big bombs yesterday and six RBI. So that was a good sign. And
yes.
He's our leader in the clubhouse in home runs this spring, Doug.
I did see that. I wasn't there, but I did see that.
So, Derek, do you guys sit around? You sit around every morning and talk personnel. How often do you have personnel meetings around the big ragtag?
No, they meet every morning on it, and usually I'll just meet with Mike and his staff, during the day at different points. But they meet every morning talking about the roster, and those roster moves are made very early in the morning. But I catch up during the day and throughout the day with the baseball staff up here.
We're talking to Derek Hall, President, CEO, Arizona Diamondbacks. You mentioned it when we were talking about the closer, but now let's really talk about it. Are you ready? I mean, you've got 7 days left before the first pitch of the Diamondbacks version of the baseball season. Mariners are already in first place in the American League. But where do you stand? Are you guys ready?
Oh, we're certainly ready. And I think when you have a week left to go, you better be. And we actually play two more games at Chase Field before we hit the road and open up at L.A. We've got Monday and Tuesday, which would be good for the guys to play under the new surface. In fact, they're going to go out there Sunday. A big part of the squad is going to go out Sunday and work out on the new synthetic grass. So it's going to be I don't know if we're ready to play there yet, but we're going to have one full day of workouts and then Monday, Tuesday, and we'll be ready to go at home as well. But, yeah, we're ready to start the season, no doubt. And knock on wood, we've been, fairly healthy, which is the most important theme going into and out of spring is stay healthy.
D, what did you think of Adam Jones in his spring training debut?
Oh, he looked good. He just missed one. He looked good in the outfield. Still a gazelle out there, just tracking down fly balls. And like I said, he just barely missed a home run, his third AB. But he looks great. It was fun to see him in the lineup. He was leading off for us. I mean, he can bat anywhere in the lineup, which is nice to have as well. But his leadership down there, you just watch him walk around, and when he speaks, everybody listens, and it's nice to have that voice in the dugout and in the clubhouse.
So important.
What's
oh, it is.
Well, yeah. You just said, you know, when he speaks, people listen. I don't know if you've, you know, it's not like you're in the clubhouse every day, but what has he said? What have you heard?
No, it's mostly just preparation and going about the game the right way. You can see him sitting there, like even in the food room. I just, you know, was down there and he's talking to the guys about preparing for the game. I mean, it's just nice to see. And guys are asking him, you know, how, what he's done over the years. And it's nice to have that veteran presence. I mean, this is a guy who has, he's played, he's had a long career, a very healthy career, productive career. And for young guys, as Wolf just said, it's very important to have that guy in the clubhouse and for these guys to be sponges, and they really are absorbing everything he's given.
Dee, what do you think about opening day overseas in Major League Baseball? Right? Just
I like
general
it.
Thoughts.
Yeah, you know, we did it in Australia. We did not. We were not successful because we got swept by the Dodgers, but I really like it. I think the difficult part, Ron, is trying to make sure that you time it right so that you don't come back. Our big problem when we went to Australia is we came back and we still had a week and a half or 2 weeks to prepare. And it was awkward because you got ready for the season. You sped things up. You started a week earlier and then you came back and it was kind of a letdown because you still had a week or two of spring training games. It was odd. I think the way that they're doing it now is getting closer to opening day, but I think it's a very good thing. You know, and the fact that we're going to have a series in London with the Red Sox and Yankees this year, you know, I'm still hoping that we're going to play in Mexico for regular season games because of our popularity there. It's always good to play overseas.
Now, that series, do you like the Dodgers and Red Sox, or excuse me, the Yankees, do you like the idea of doing it more All-Star break, more mid-season? Where does a series like that belong?
Well, yeah, in this case, it is more mid-season, and I think it's a good test. And I actually think it works, you know, because you have to schedule it properly again with off days before and after. But I do think it works, again, because if you're going to go over there and play, and it's not such a far trip to go over to London, but then you come back, and if you do it before the season, are you then going to have to play more exhibition games like we did and like it looks like the A's and Mariners may have to do? This is non-disruptive. I mean, you go over there, you play those games, you come right back. I like it. And I think it's going to be a good test for all of us.
In the long run, D, is a 12-year, $430 million contract a good thing or a bad thing for Major League Baseball?
Well, I think it's a good thing. I mean, this is one of the greatest players of all time. He's certainly looking to be that way. You know, he probably deserves to be the highest paid player. And, you know, I'm excited for him. I'm excited for the Angels. And it's good for everybody. I mean, this sport, like every sport, you know, you hope when you get to a level where you should and can't get paid that you will. And the fact that he's going to stay with his team is a good sign, too. I think everybody would love for a player like that. You know, just like we battled with trying to keep Goldie here. Right. If you have a player of that caliber who means so much to an organization, it's great to be able to keep him there, and that's what they were able to do.
Would you, the Diamondbacks ever have a 12-year contract with somebody, almost $500 million guy?
Well, you know, different markets, different teams, right? We've talked about the importance of certain markets like ours not making mistakes. Mm-hmm. And if you roll the dice with a long-term deal, you got to hope that player can play that long. I mean, you know, he's young enough. He's certainly shown that he can play at the highest level, and he has stayed healthy for the most part. So I think, you know, they should be able to get everything out of him. I mean, it just depends on the player, depends on the situation.
Mm-hmm. It's just amazing to me, right, how much people change in 4 years, let alone 12.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you go back to the signing of Harper, and I think somebody had said, you know, when he's in his final year, he's going to have teammates that are in fourth grade right now. You know, so, yeah. I mean, you think about that, you go, whoa, I mean, that is a big change, right?
Yeah.
So the next time we have you on, we'll be live from a hotel in Los Angeles?
I can't wait. Yeah, and you know, this is always big this last week where guys are going a little longer. You're seeing our pitchers go 6-7 innings, get up there to, you know, 80 pitches. You're seeing guys go 3-4 at bats. You get a better feel of what this team looks like. So I can't wait to talk to you guys next week. And here we go. And by the way, you know, go Duke. So we'll see. And Sun Devils. And my Sun Devils. You know, I'll do a little name dropper. I sent Bobby a note last night congratulating him because I was so excited. They didn't play the greatest game, but they still won. And moving on to Buffalo. Go Devils. Both blue. Blue and Sun. Let's go.
Yeah, well, we're going to have Bobby on here in the next hour. Good to talk to you. Thank you, Derek.
Thanks, guys. Okay.